is good all the time.
He
cares all the time.
He
has the good thoughts.
He
speaks Jeremiah 29, verses 10 to 12.
He
wants to give us a better end than our beginning. Yes, you've passed through much. Yes, you've seen troubles under the sun. But he says he has the good thoughts to give you a better end than your beginning. And many times he speaks with us. In the Ecclesiastes he says that the end of the word is better than its beginning. The word you enter in him, the Lord Jesus, you see that things happen.
And
where you end with the word of God, you can see his goodness. The beginning of the word is not easy.
But
end is better than its beginning.
Yes, we have a
spirit. Praise Jesus. Now stand strong in the word.
Come off, yes,
the Lord Jesus.
Even
though the beginning you entered
in,
you found troubles, many of them. But the end of the word is far good than its beginning. Always
stay
believing the word of God.
Come off, yes,
the Lord Jesus.
You
find that the beginning never appears good. But the end.
Yes, you have a zero.
Praise Jesus.
Look at the Kawakati Wakati
and things begin to
happen.
But when you're in eternal life.
Yes, you have a zero.
Praise Jesus
Christ.
Yes, you began to believe. Demons chased you in
the night.
Poverty struck you. Quarrels and the aromas of people. In the physical families. Different battles in brethren in the church. That was the beginning of the word. The Lord Jesus. As you believe.
But look
to the end where things
were.
When Ecclesiastes summarized the
thing
of the word is better than
Yes.
We who know the word is Jesus Christ. You need to enter in him. You must don't get to understand well. Fallings and risings happen. The evil falls. It says, stand strong, see the end. Whoever will endure to the end, you can see the salvation of God. Even though the word begins
saying
like today, if you endure to the end, you see the perfect salvation. And I know you're not to fail, though the beginning was not good. The salvation each of us when they look in wasn't easy.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. But if you reach in the middle, and you see the end of
things,
the goodness draws, cause, come near.
Says,
this is for the kingdom and righteousness. Let me add you my goodness.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Now don't be worried.
When
you entered salvation, the beginning wasn't good.
Otomende
knocked the false prophets, the false pastors, the false teachers, the false apostles. Even people like those,
you know,
you have seen all. But he
said
in Revelation 2, I've seen all that part. You go back to the first love. You
know, you can
enter
faith,
with much love. But what's beating you on the way? Love wanted to draw
God.
Say, forgotten the end of the word is what is better. But we thank God. The holidays given us has been good. We've come from the vacation.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus much. The vacation has been to something like 4 to 5 days.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus.
And we are
there refreshing.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus much. Those who want to be prayed for.
And
they
say
they are in fact with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was with you. So, not really
now, because of that, The vacation has done good to us. But within it came a message. Praise Jesus much. I told you, I'll speak it when at the end when we are all filled here. Praise Jesus much. We shall hear the message, the special message. Prepare us in 2019 to the rest of the years. We entered the year. And God said he's going to give us this just free.
Most
you had begun, others have begun.
But
all those, we thank him for that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on with the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. In the era of AD, as it was on the nation of Israel, in the era of BC, it's the call God has been promising all nations, which is on our nation Uganda. In the English we say,
God is worldwide promised call.
That which is on the nation Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And still we say,
God is final work.
Tonda okusemba yokusema zinga. We see.
Basing in Uganda, the part of Africa is growing.
Uganda, the part of Africa.
Eranga, it is the greatest and drastic revival.
Eranga, the revival just since era esemba yo, which has ever been on the planet Earth.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus much.
Kali tulo wozo muri mugo nokutwa rongi maso.
Now we think to take this work on once very well.
Eranga, tuata ndiko kurabi ngi katonda jia kubikura.
When we began to see the way God revealed it,
Togo katuori de.
That heading we look to. And God reveals me the call and the covenant and his glory on the nation of Uganda in the era of
AD,
as it was on Israel
through
the journey of heaven that moved through the Bible for 7 years. That's the topic we're still seeing.
It
are many things within it. And God reveals me the call, the covenant, and his glory on the nation Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the era of BC, through the journey of heaven, through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 to 2011, in the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the Azotal,
Urim,
the Urim,
Samim,
the Thamim,
the
spiritual transports.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we began being explained both spiritual transports. Those we used to go see our Creator. And we see the entire heaven.
And
even angels visit us on this world together with the Lord in the spiritual transports. Where there is the vision, the dream, the trance, the Azotal, the Urim, the spiritual transport. We got to explain all that part. And those who are here knew how we can meet God when we've not died, to check from this morning. But when there are transports which take you and bring you back. Now, I did die as people usually think. God to take me in the journey of heaven, where he best to reveal me the call and the covenant and his glory on the nation Uganda, as it was on Israel in the BC. But in the spiritual transports, those I've spoken of above, and we already got explained of them. Maybe what we moved on to get explained, the meaning of the 7 years. Why the journey of heaven was for 7 years. And God reveals the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and his eyes is sent to the entire world, even the seven groups of angels, And they work basically now with the nation Uganda.
They
work with the entire world.
And
we were revealed of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, where there is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of the knowledge, the Spirit of fear of God, and the Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. As he appears in the lampstand, as he first appeared in the eras of Moses, in the sign of the lampstand,
still
upon the Lord Jesus on the sign of the dove. Now the Holy Spirit in his fullness, and we saw him. Even the seven groups of angels, and what revealed the secret behind it. Journey of the 7 years. That too you understood it last time.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And the one who wasn't here, you can meet the media table. Those seated right there.
At
times they sit in the corner behind.
Messages.
And you get those messages.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
what we got to understand next. And that God revealed the call and the covenant, and his glory on the nation Uganda in the journey of heaven. We saw next the meaning why the journey of heaven was moved through the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And I remember we explained to you before the meaning why the heavenly journey was moved through the Bible. First, as he bases the nation Uganda, we were told he wanted to show us that the call and the covenant and his glory on the nation Uganda, he promised them in the Holy Scriptures, in the prophecies within the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
they were spoken in the history in the entire world,
and
based in the scriptures of prophecy in the Bible.
And
prophecy moved on to be coming out even this season.
Uganda,
Uganda and outside Uganda.
And
they move on to speak of that call.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Then the second thing we saw where the journey of heaven was moved through the Bible, and it bases in the nation Uganda, is the truth of the Bible we have on the world as it is in its copy in heaven, in the Ark of the Covenant, in the midst of the
cherubim,
in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You prove the truth of the Bible as it is in heaven. The Bible we have on this world has its original copy in heaven, in the Ark of the Covenant, that found the midst of the
Chaldeans,
in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And the third reason why the journey of heaven was moved to the Bible, to prove that we resume preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heavens, and we don't subtract, and we don't add in it, and don't twist the word of God, but we preach it scripture by scripture, command by command, here a little and there a little, two to four commands and above,
two
to four scriptures and above, from the Old and the New Testament. And he gave us even the rhythm, and that is it. To keep the Bible in heaven and on the earth. There's no subtracting, no adding in it, no twisting. All commands before them.
So yes,
the reason why the journey of heaven was moved through the Bible, all those are to begin to resume,
right,
the nation of Uganda, which was called to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ.
As
Israel prepared for his birth on the world, that too we finished it. 8. Why the John of Heaven was moved through the Bible. I'll just try to recap what we
said.
You who was there. And you understand what we finished. And you understand where we are. Praise Jesus much. What we got to understand next in this heading, and God reveals me the call, the covenant, and His glory
for
the nation of Uganda
through
the journey of heaven.
It,
understand the meaning of the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
The meaning of the journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who lived before us. Even we living now, even those who are coming, reaching the coming back of Jesus.
And
understood God has given the nation Uganda the book of remembrance, all the nations in the entire world, that our home is in heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
That we had last saw when we begin to explain.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. We heard in 1 Timothy 6:7. We brought nothing of this world. And we shall go back with nothing.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:20 tells us. Indeed, our home is in heaven. We saw much. Luke Jeremiah 22:10. Tells us, don't cry for the one dying, neither the one going. Don't cry for the one dying, and do not weep for them, but weep bitterly for the one going, for they have not gone back to their home. Now, as the nation of Uganda, through the journey of heaven,
we given
the book of remembrance of all nations, that indeed all of us, our home is in heaven, and in it we move on to prepare them for the coming back of Jesus Christ. The second we are going to be looking at, under the meaning of the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. To resume, preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
facing
the nation of Uganda all over the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The meaning why God brought the journey of heaven and
regarded
the nation of Uganda. The second reason is what we are on now. To enable you to
lead
all our brothers in the entire world to resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as we prepare them for the coming back of Jesus. That is why resume reveal the journey of heaven through the nation of Uganda, to remind all nations. The second reason is what I give you now, to resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Bible, when it tells us, as we begin to be explained on that issue, I always tell you my name as Pastor Bosa and Bible reader and the ministry. Every day we tell you that. Today, let's put it aside. Praise Jesus
Christ.
We move on with the second reason of the meaning of the journey of heaven. Why resume revealed through the nation of Uganda? The resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. All over the entire world, as we prepare it for the coming back of Jesus Christ, as we saw in the key word, the destiny of our call on behalf of all nations. Praise Jesus Christ. When he speaks with us in Matthew chapter 24, verses 9 and 14, he speaks like this. Let's read as we hear. Matthew 24 from verses 9.
Mubire ebyo banji abali esitala bali wanganayo bali kyawagana olunyole 10 olumu Neba nabbi banji ab'obulimba balijja, balikyamya banji. Onyolwa 12. Era kubanga obujeemu bulinga obungi, okwagala kw'abasinga obungi kuli wola. Onyolwa 13. Naye agumiikiriza okutuuka ku nkomerero yalirokolebwa. Olunyolwa 14. N'enjiri eno ey'obwakabaka eribulirwa mu nsi zonna, okuba omujulirwa mu mawanga gonna.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus much.
He told us in verse 14.
Matthew 24:14.
Even
the gospel of the kingdom of God, it presumed to be preached unto all the nations to be a witness, and then the end will come.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We've been sent to witness the entire world, bring back the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Wrote
it in that way, meaning what? He said in those days, when you will see that the gospel has to be restored. Verses 9, he began saying this. Let's repeat verse 9. Matthew
24:9. Namwe muli kyayibwa amawanga gonna okubalanga erinnya lyange.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Akabonero akasooka agamba.
The first sign he says,
ekiseera ky'okuzza obujja ediri obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The time of renewing the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
Akaseera akumujja kukalabira.
That time you will
see. Bwe bali bawaayo mwe mubonyebonyezibwe.
When they will begin to hand you over to be persecuted and to all the nations.
Ebiseera ebisinga ffe tubadde tulowooza.
Many times we've been thinking,
tugenda kulinda batwale mu makomera.
We are going to wait to be taken
prison,
even things like those. But what is this? The
tribulations.
Right now it was put in the midst of church. Satan sent demons and they haunted the children of God. And they made you laugh that they are in the spirit of laughter. And they made them be fallings of
their
father. They made them fall down, they moved on them. And they robbed from them all their wealth. And they left them poor. And they made them fast
against
the fastness of the devil. The tribulation is moving on.
But
the way it is, it seems silent. Perhaps you may not even see it. You may think you're suffering because of the gospel. But you're in that suffering. That is of saying, they will give you unto being tribulation. They can give you to demons, the false prophets.
And
they always sit on you as they make money. To chase them. Senior demon chasing
the demon.
Some of the signs to show us that the resuming of preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven to all the nations, then
you'll
be a witness and then the end will come. We shall see it when we are in persecutions as church. Of the world, those the false prophets. He speaks in verse 10 as he says this. Matthew 24:10.
Bali wangana yo, bali chia wagana.
Yes, you will
praise Jesus much.
That
in those days,
men
will stumble on the gospel of salvation or in salvation. And they begin to see holes in it. And they don't understand the salvation. The prophets are thieves. Apostles are robbers. They have powers of darkness. They don't wish
others.
They have sorcery. They do things which shame the name of God.
Yet
they do it in the name of salvation. Even the love of the man grows cold like today. People begin to seek things of the world. One of the signs he showed that in that time, the gospel of the kingdom of God into region to be praised and to all the nations to be a witness. And then the end will come. That's why he came to take me to the jail of heaven from 2005 to 2011, that he can tell me the meaning of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. What is that? Nation called to prepare our brethren for the coming back of Jesus, even the end. That we know how we shall prepare them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Christ.
What are we going to do?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Say,
in those days, the love of many, it will have grown cold. Even many people are back in their houses. Others became illegitimate in different churches. And they try to see where
we
satisfied of food of the world.
And
drink water in the world. And we feel the peace of God. Bible says, these are the seasons of staggering.
It's
in the Amos 8. There will be famine and the thirsty of the word of God. People will move over the mountains and to the valley. They will move up and down to seeking for the word. But they don't see it. Those are the exact seasons of bringing back this gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And many would have gotten tired.
The
church seemeth like people of the world. Clothing
ministers,
not minding.
And
they say God checks the heart.
So,
yet God says, what fills the human heart is what gets out of them.
You can't clothe
a miniskirt when it's not filled in your heart. And you clothe a miniskirt, God checks the heart.
He
doesn't check the outward I clothe.
But
what fills your heart is what gets out of you.
Yes, he was
raised. Even the thief, we say the
hands
fall, not the heart. What still? Should we choose the hands?
Yes, he was
raised. Jesus much.
Many
would have grown old. They don't want to read the Bible.
Many
for those who read the Bible, to steal and deceive the world. And the other said, this Bible, it's become a problem of this world. That's how the love of God is
called.
But where it comes from is the verse 11. Matthew 24:11.
Heard
what brings the problem? The tribulations to be in the church, even outside it.
Right
from people of the world.
As
the love of many drawing call.
Loving
the things of the kingdom and the kingdom of heaven. When those draw call, it comes because false prophets are many.
They
don't preach gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But they preach things of this world and they encourage us
instead
of first seeking the kingdom of
heaven.
Instead we seek the world that it is and they make us enemies of God. The Bible says in the first John that who desires the world
becomes
an enemy of God.
God.
See how they make you an enemy of God?
The
false prophets.
Because
all those troubles.
After
that is happening in the world,
it is going to
arise the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
It will
be preached all the nations and then the end will come. But
it
is committed to the nation which has been called
to
be a herald preparing the kingdom of God in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. That's the reason why
Jesus sent
out a person from Uganda to take him in the journey of heaven.
He was able to lead this world.
We've been led to lead our brethren to prepare them.
nimulimu abayitiddwa oku financing
ngabuwanga liyitiddwa financing
mulimu ebagenda okuyita nga bo bakusabira
busabizimulimu gono
mulimu abagenda okukubira
adivayi ngabuwanga liyitiddwa
akalu adivayi
akalangu
mujja kubalaba yesu yebazibwe
Now our party, and it's very major.
Yes, and right here, you know,
that's why you have to take a
pastor
to the
church. Well,
there are things you can't
understand.
We just read the Bible. God doesn't take you reveal them.
Jesus would have taken
and
go
and understand them a single day.
Ngamwe ebiri
nange
batakutwala mugendo lwe kunoola
ba
osobola kubibikulibwa
Yesu
yebazibwe
naye
atugambye ebyo nanga bigenda kuba olwa banabbi
b'obulimu
naye agambye abakuminkiriza we tuli okutuuka enkomerero
era
twagala okulaba obulokozi obwo
kyava
agambye kujirya oluddako ng'agamba
bw'ati
Matayo essula ya 24 olunyolo 13 Naye akumiikiriza okutuuka ku nkomerero yalirokolebwa olunyolo 14 n'enjiri eno ey'obwakabaka eribulirwa mu nsi zonna okuba omujulirwa mu mawanga gonna awo enkomerero n'eryoka ejja
bagambye nti ng'okubonyaabonyezebwa bwe kulimu mu kanisa z'abanabbi b'obulimu n'abatuma b'obulimu n'okuva eri abatulumba
ab'omunsi
okwagala kw'abasinga obungi nga kuwuuze
eri
katonda
n'obwakabaka
bwa
katonda n'obutuukirivuobwakabaka
bw'omuggulu olw'abannabbi b'obulimba okuyinga
obungi
n'abatuma b'obulimba
basumba
b'obulimba
abawuliriza
b'enjiri ab'obulimba abayimba olugambo mu kifo kya
gospel
nga baze mu nsi
and have come in the world
okwagala kw'abasinga obungi kuwona yesu yebazibwe
naye
agamba abagumiinkiriza era tusigala
weetu
mu kaseera ako kennyini eri abagumiinkiriza agamba nti enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa katonda
n'obutuukirivuobwakabaka
bw'omuggulu eriddamu n'ebuulirwa amawanga gonna okubeera obujulirwa olwo enkoba eno olyoka ejja olwaki akiyita okuddamu okubuulirwa enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa katonda yeyo gye yatuleka atulagidde naye wakati w'okujja bannabbi b'obulimba
abatuma
b'obulimba
basumba
b'obulimba
abawuliriza
b'enjiri ab'obulimba n'amadiini ag'engeri ez'enjawulo ne gasaanyaawo enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa katonda n'obutuukirivu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu oluvannyuma lw'okuba nti bisaanyiziddwawo kyava akiyita okuddamu kubanga ekyo kye yaleka atugambye mu Matayo essula eriyo
ey'ekkumi
olw'omusanvu n'olw'omunaana ng'ayogera bw'ati
Matayo essula ya 10 olunyo lw'omusanvu bwe mubanga mutambula mubuulire nga mugamba nti obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bunatera okutuuka olunyo lw'omunaana muwonyenga abalwadde muzuukizenga abafu mulongoosenga abagenge mugobenga dayimooni mwaweebwa buwa nammwe muwenga buwa
yesu yebazibwe
bwe
yali atuma abatume yabagamba
mba
mutambula
mubuulire
obwakabaka
bw'omuggulu
era mugambe abantu bane tunaatera okuddayo
kyava
agamba nti busembedde
sigambe
busembedde buli awo kumpi butanaterwa wabula okuddayo waffe muggulu ngakolaki
ebyensi
binaatera
okuggwaera
nabanga nti mba mutambula mubulire obwakabaka
bw'omuggulu
we mutwe omukulu
mwaba
babuulira enjiribatume abasumba ne
bannaye
bula abakivaako babuulira byansi
eno
omanya ensi yatabukadde
omutwe
era akaseera kano katuufu nnyo okuddamu okubuulira enjiri obwakabaka bwa katonda
n'obutuukirivuobwakabaka
bw'omuggulu wali omulamwa lwaki katonda yabikkula olugendo lwe guno ataasiira mu ggwanga lya
uganda
okusobola okuzza enjiri obwakabaka bwa katonda
n'obutuukirivuobwakabaka
bw'omuggulu era agamba nti bwe yali abawa ekiragiro
ekyo
mumbanga mugenda
Matayo
10:7-8 obulire obwakabaka bw'omuggulu
busembe
n'abagamba nti awo mulyoke mutanula okuwonya
Cast demons, raise the dead. And he said, freely you're given, you too freely
gave.
If you see the front only chasing demons,
you know
what was to be fronted the gospel of the kingdom and the righteousness in the kingdom of heavens. And then we chase demons and we heal and raise the dead. Until we know enough, we are freely given the power of the Holy Spirit. Really give miracles. If you see lining up,
or
see the pastor, you have to pay.
You know,
wrong things have been turned upside down.
Then
go to me 2005. 2011. After he saw all this has happened, and he promised the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, it will resume be preached in all nations. It will be a witness. Then the end will come. The end is not to come.
Gospel
of the kingdom of God is filled everywhere, and they know how heaven appears.
Yes, you ever see
it. That's the only thing.
Many
things to show the hand. That's what clothes are.
Can't
accept the gospel of the kingdom is resumed to be
preached. That
you are given as brethren, as to prepare others in the world for the coming back of Jesus and the end.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now in that word, understand, it told us in Matthew 6, verse 31. Let's read 33 to sum up because of time. Matthew 6:33.
Naye musoke munoonye obwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu bwe. Era ebyo byonna muli byongerwako.
Yes, we are
in need. Yes, we are in need. As people preach, you go to nations, you get the houses, you get things and like that.
Naye yagamba mission yafu enkulu n'otunuulira okusooka noonya obwakabaka bwa
Katonda. Our major mission is to focus first seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness. And the rest,
you
will add them to us.
If you
meet the gospel, they are front
now,
of what we need. There is a problem.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
someone preaches of sorrow.
How
poverty is freaking you.
And
I want to show you how you get out of
this.
And forget the spiritual poverty.
That
strikes, destroys your spirit. And they forget in the mark where he says, what does it profit in the entire world?
Then
you are fulfilling your soul. Because they know, first seek my kingdom and the righteousness. I add them to you to join them to you.
And
you get the eternal life, you also get what you need in this life. If you see the gospel change,
and
preaches what you need in the life, in the major
heavens,
what is protein? You know, false prophets are
here,
false apostles are there, false pastors are there, false evangelists, false religions, those which attach themselves to Christ.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus much.
You
know, when they say false prophets, you may think
they
will come deceiving the ranks.
No.
They are hypocrites. And they hide in the name of Jesus.
If
you're not told their deception, you may not realize it.
Yes,
you
must
praise Jesus.
But
the minutes as we summarize, we started this heading.
As
we see how God is serious on the call of His Excellency. How mysterious on the call of Uganda.
We
bring back, see, and explain that gospel.
They want to go into the
phones. But here we briefly pass through it. Why it takes me the journey of heavens.
Yes, you have been
praised Jesus much.
I can't
be explained three words in the prayer. What is the kingdom of God that we are going to preach to people?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Then
this righteousness
that
they tell us to seek, what is it?
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Eero wakabaka bomu kulukitegeeza.
The kingdom of heaven, what does it mean?
Kubanga ne wankwali tulina ebigambo ebisatu.
Though we have those three words. Resuming preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, that is one. And the righteousness, the second. In the kingdom of heaven, that's the third. We want to explain three words. People really differentiate the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heavens.
No.
They usually join them together.
We
want to explain the three words.
Those
are to explain to all nations. Here I briefly give them to you. I told you where we shall meet the details. How God is serious when the call of His Excellency and the call of Uganda. There we see His Excellency Museveni called prepare the nation in peace and justice. And Uganda was called through the peace and justice that can preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heavens.
That
it uses the peace put in place, the justice.
Because
this thing is different, you see. You see, as if you're tired of Museveni. As long as it's not you, put him in the seat. Some of you got even angered. See how this man is evil? Was he evil than Nebuchadnezzar? But God speaking saying,
Nebuchadnezzar,
my servant.
Daniel
to change him. Amen. To serve God. Even His Excellency
Daniel.
I don't see how he
sees
this. It's not you, don't preach the gospel. Let us even live. Let's explain the three words. What is the kingdom of God? What is the righteousness?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
what is the kingdom of heaven? We want to summarize
it.
But we get the details.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit in His fullness and His works. And that's what we seek for. Most try to seek for this thing, but they don't understand it. Praise Jesus much.
Let's
read Matthew 6:33. He said this. Matthew 6:33.
Naye musoke munonye obwakabaka bwe n'obutuukirivu bwe era ebyo byonna muli byongerwako.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Naye tusoke tunonye obwakabaka bwa
Katonda. But first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness and the rest will be added.
Lazima katugambe tunonye obwakabaka
bwa Katonda. Let's say we seek the kingdom of God.
Era nga injili gye tugenda okuwulira
abantu. The gospel we have preached to people.
Okuwulira injili y'obwakabaka
bwa Katonda. Erere
etya y'ani oyo?
How is it? Who is that?
Era abantu balayinza batya okunonya
oyo? How will people be able to see for him?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
what is righteousness? What's the kingdom of heaven? But first, see the kingdom of God.
Speaks
with us in Matthew 12. Verse 28, he says this. Matthew 12:28. Yes, you must be. Praise Jesus.
Christ.
He said, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
Most
people always say,
now,
is the kingdom of God that
the
time you see the Holy Spirit and His works, the kingdom of God is right there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Those
who seek the kingdom of God, we seek the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
To
see how they move in their rightfulness.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. When we pray the prayer the Lord taught us in the Matthew 6, verses 9, He tells us this.
Matthew 6:9.
Kale musabenga
bwe mutinti. Kitaffe ali mu ggulu, erinnya lyo litukuzibwe. Olunya olw'ekkumi, obwakabaka bw'obujje. Beyagala bikolebwe mu nsi nga bwe bikolebwa mu ggulu.
Owulira ebigambo ebyo bibiri. You hear those two words?
Matayo sura y'omukaaga.
Matthew says.
Olw'ekkumi lugamba.
Verse 10 says.
Nti obwakabaka bw'obujje.
Thy kingdom come.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda
bukole ki? The kingdom of God to come.
Naye buno bwajja dda.
But it already came.
Bikola batuma essula ya kumi.
Acts 2.
Mwoyo omutukuvu yalabikaana.
The Holy Spirit appeared on the world.
Atandika okukola.
And began to walk.
When
we say thy kingdom come,
thy
will be done on earth as it's done in heaven.
There
we won't see what's done in heaven, do it on the territory.
When
we pray thy kingdom come,
ejo kyatugambye.
That's what he told us.
Matayo 12:28.
Bwe
mbanga ngoba emizimu,
omwoyo wa Katonda,
obwakabaka bwa Katonda
bubajjidde. Otegeera ki? What do you understand?
Nti bwe nsaba obwakabaka bwa Katonda bujje,
nsaba
mwoyo omutukuvu alabisibwe,
akole
emirimu gye,
and do his works.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus much.
Kubanga ye kyagambye Matayo 12:28.
What told Matthew 12:28.
Bwe mbanga ngoba emizimu,
if I cast demons,
omwoyo wa Katonda,
by the Spirit of God,
obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
The kingdom of God has come for you.
Si wewaawo.
Is it not that?
Ate bwatugambye Matayo 6:10.
Say Matthew 6:10.
Nti tusabe nti obwakabaka bw'obujje.
Praise thy kingdom come.
Abange yayita Matayo 12:28 nakunyonyola.
Nsaba
omwoyo omutukuvu ajje, n'emirimu gye girabise.
For the Spirit will come and his works to manifest.
Lwaibula mbikwa abatuma essula ya
kumi. You were there in the Acts 2.
Yolisoka pakulu okuta nga ava ku guru
and it came from heavens.
Moyo mutukufu,
the Holy Spirit,
ngeni miezo muliro mtu jaba
ki tongues of fire on heads of the apostles.
Na mudanga tarabishi
ndi appeared
emiri mujenga jitandika na abantu.
Works began with the apostles. Abantu
babunyo bwa kabaka
batata akula wona kingdom to spread everywhere.
Na tata andiko okulabisi
bwa wona began to manifest everywhere.
Kakati ekisibwa ekiriwo.
The problem which is.
Newankubadde tuwulira Matayo essula ey'omukaaga.
Though we hear in Matthew 6.
Verse
33.
Naye musooke munoonye obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness.
Musigadde ebyo
okwogere. And the rest will be added to you.
Twali tetumanyi gwe tunoonya.
We had not known whom we sought for.
Kale wali oyagala okunoonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Seek for the kingdom of God.
Wali kufaanagana bwe.
How was it appearing?
Olyoka obunoonya.
That you get to seek for it.
Era wandi busanze
ewo. Where will you have found it?
Kubanga ky'onoonya tokimanyi.
What you seek for you don't know it.
Kiringa kugenda kunonya zaabu.
You're going to look for God.
Ngato mumanyi.
And you don't know it.
Oyinza omusangawa.
Where can you find it?
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ogenze kunonya zaabu.
Going to look for God.
Naye tomanyi bwafaanagana.
Don't know how it appears.
Oyinza omusangawa.
How can you get to find it? Even where?
Kubanga ne bw'omusinga nero ojja mwinako buyisi.
Meet it you'll just find it. Olwensonga
tomumanyi.
For you don't know it.
Niba oba omumanyi.
But if you know it.
Osibuluka kati.
You can say yes.
Wamma yono.
This is the God.
Naye ono fake.
But this is fake.
Okusinzira ku origin
okwenji manyi. How original is it?
Kati gwanoonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda nga tobumanyi.
Kingdom of God you don't know it. Ekyo
kizibu nnyo okubufuna.
Very hard to get it.
Yobuda bayagambe liba otazalibwa gwa
kumi. That's why I say if you don't get born again.
Ojja kulaba obwakabaka
bwa Katonda. You will not see the kingdom of God.
Era tolibu yi.
And you will never enter it.
Kubanga buli masekati.
For it now midst.
Kyetaaga okuzaalibwa.
You need to get born.
Ndowooza bwoba osoma bulungi Matayo mu Yokaana.
You read well in John 30.
Agamba bw'ati.
He said this.
Yokaana essula ya kusatu. Yokaana essula ey'okusatu. Olunyiriri
olw'okusatu.
Olw'okusatu.
John chapter 3 from verse 3.
Yesu n'addamu n'amugamba nti, ddala ddala nkugamba nti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwakubiri, tayinza kulaba bwakabaka bwa Katonda. Olunyo olw'okuna, Nikodemo n'amugamba nti, omuntu ayinza atya okuzaalibwa bw'aba nga mukadde? Ayinza okuyingira mu lubuto lwa nnyina omulundi ogw'okubiri n'azaalibwa? Olunyo olw'okutaano, Yesu n'addamu nti, ddala ddala nkugamba nti, omuntu bw'atazaalibwa mazzi na mwoyo, tayinza kuyingira mu bwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Owulidde bulungi nga mubiri bibiri.
There are two words here.
Mu Yokaana essula eno ey'okusatu.
In the John 3.
Mu lw'okusatu.
In the verse 3.
Mukama waffe Yesu agamba Nikodemo.
Jesus says Nikodemo.
Bw'otazaalibwa omulundi gwa kumi.
If you don't get born again.
Tosobola kulaba bwakabaka bwa
Katonda. You cannot see the kingdom of God.
Nikodemo amubuuza.
Nikodemo asks him.
Nti omuntu ayinza bw'aba mukulu nga nze.
If someone is mature like me.
Kubanga Nikodemo yali mukulu ddala emyaka
gye. Nikodemo was aged in years.
Ayinza tozaalibwa ogw'okubiri.
How can a mature person get born again?
Atayo mu lubuto.
He goes back to the womb.
Ne bamuzaala buto.
And they birth afresh.
Atabitegeera eby'omwoyo omutukuvu.
He did not know things of the Holy Spirit.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Namugamba naye era kankuddemu ekyokulala.
Told him let me ask you another.
Bw'atazaalibwa mulundi gwakumi.
One is not born again.
Nasobola kuyimbira.
They cannot enter. The kingdom of God. The first is said he cannot see it. The second is he cannot even enter it. When he explained that, except you're born of spirit and water, who is the kingdom of God? The Holy Spirit. If you're born of him, you've already seen him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You're always going to be open that you see the kingdom of God, your Holy Spirit. And the world is to see for what they understand, to enter in charge. You know what brings us in charge? As we sit together, try to prove that we are serious on what we seek for. Understand, we have seated holding books. We
hold
the Bible. We seek
him.
But what surprises most? Those who seek have never seen. That is threatening. But God is good for bringing the John of Heavens. Best thing in the nation is called to lead all the nations, to prepare them for the coming back of Jesus Christ and the end of the world. As we resume, preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heavens. In the Luke 17:20-21, Jesus was asked when the kingdom of God will come. He told them, it's on our midst. Where are you seeking it from else? And he looked around to see it.
Luke 17:20.
Yes, you ever see me.
Praise Jesus. The Pharisees asked him,
how
much of the kingdom of God coming? They told him, when is that city coming? For they thought, when they speak of the kingdom of God, and they speak of the building of the territory, and they are going to come, they
are
not appreciated the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven is the territory. And the kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit. And his works he does in our midst. Luke 17, they asked him, 20. They demanded of him.
They're
not demanding of you. As you did tell us last time, when is the kingdom of God coming? And they heard a thunder. And as a roar, the Spirit of the Lord had come. They saw tongues of fire. That is how he comes.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. That is what is. I told you that if you're not in the God of heaven, you can't get explained of them. That's why the prophets, God took them in the heavens to be envisioned.
Apostles
went to heaven to see things how they are. The one who gave his colleagues standard of things how they are.
Things
would have wished to be explained under the sun. As the kingdom of God, that you seek for how it appears. How can you seek for something you don't know?
Wake up in the morning,
you look for your mother. They got lost, they bathed you and disappeared. You don't have a single photo of them. You don't have even their name. That when you see the newspapers, but you wake up, I'm looking for my mother. I don't know where she bathed me from.
Akati gwoba obulidde ddala
oba tokyalabise. Gotten lost no more to be discovered.
Ne mama oba tokyalabise.
Even the mother you can't see them.
Jukira okuze.
Remember you matured.
Kalali gwoba ononye bwakabaka bw'otamanyi.
If you seek for the kingdom you don't know.
Tojja kubulabako.
You will not see of it.
Guruza babunonyeza babunonyereza emyaka
emeka. Those who fought it, they have fought it for how many
years? Naba mbaduka ne bagwamu amanyi ne bagana ekyo kino kye tunoonya.
When others got weakened, they wondered what they were seeking for.
Okwagala kw'abasinga obungi ne
kuwona.
Kubanga bannabbi obuli be baayinga ate bo tebaata wana wadde okiro okyogera nako. Bwakabaka
bwakatonda.
Tetukimanyi
tunaakibuya.
Babuulira ebyensi eno n'okulya
kwayo.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye babuuza obwakabaka bwakatonda bujja ddi.
Ask them when the kingdom of God is
coming. Nabaga tebugenda kujjanga bweraga bwe bujjo.
Don't come outwardly manifesting.
Kubanga.
Four.
Obwakabaka bwakatonda. Buli masekati gamu.
In your midst.
Nabako embeera muyimiridde.
See how you're standing there.
Muline mukama wafu.
You are with the Lord Jesus.
Kibiina kinene.
A big congregation.
Obwakabaka buli masekati.
Kingdom is in your midst.
Shoko tunne tunule.
You look around.
Gubotuna.
When you look around.
Muliwa.
Where is it?
Oyizo kwetoloda.
You may rotate around.
Nenga tobulaba.
But you don't see it.
Awali kalimanywera.
There is where the problem is.
Ateka nochi ateche chikuru.
And it's the main thing.
Tuetaka
that which yet we don't know.
Akati musoka munonyo wakabaka wakadona.
No
odoki.
And the rightest man.
Chetuetaka okunonyo.
What we need to seek for.
Yetuetaka kunsabi tuongereko. Nje tunonya cheji.
But what we seek for.
Mbuchiri masekata.
That is now made is.
Kumanyo moyo yaita nabakuka.
Before the spirit descended.
Ngambi kwa batume yetumura. Yali wali already.
He was already there.
Wabura ndiko batume yali alabisiba bulabisi.
The act was just manifesting.
Ngawali masika.
He was in our midst.
Ningo litumura.
But we did see.
Manyimo sabri 139.
Psalms 139.
Nyoromo sabri
7 and 8.
Agaba tunaduka wo kuperi okwe.
Say, where shall we run from your spirit?
Uli wamuwali.
Everywhere is there.
Katisoma yo ulile.
Let's read there and we hear.
Bangambi abambanyi gaga. Mbulire njiri nga ndi musanyu.
Others get angered when I preach and I'm happy.
Nebaga mutuma asika.
I say, apostle, why is it
that?
Let me be happy.
Bolineti nizo chenako yokubato nalaba burokozi.
Anger of your sorrow for your own salvation.
Naeze nalaba burokozi.
Me, I saw salvation.
Atende nalinko yenganzi
kwa yeye. God that heavy laden.
Okama wange nanti kule
ngugu. God took off the body.
Okama wafe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Naye agamba.
Tuweze
obusibe bwa
Zion. We restored the captivity of Zion.
Ne balabikanga abakola.
We are like dreaming.
Ne bajuzibwaje.
And you are filled of joy.
Ne basanyuka
ne bajuzibwaje.
Katukula gara nkwabe.
You want me to cry? Don't be striking with your sorrow. If you want to come rejoice together,
Bible
says, rejoice
with
those who rejoice. In sorrow, what is not rightful to be sorrow?
If
you get sorrowful, we are not to be sorrowful with you. Let's say, you had for wives. We can enjoy that.
One
has remained, which we wish you have won.
Yes, you must be
crazy.
You
get sorrowful with such a person.
They had
four wives.
We have hated
them. You find them sorrowful. You do get sorrowful.
I can
rejoice and shout hallelujah.
Amen.
For you
will
be one whom the scriptures believe and accept.
There are
people
because
they make sorrowful one in sin.
Psalms 139:6-7.
The kingdom of God is in our midst. I want to summarize this message.
Go
in detail ahead.
Zaburi 139:9.
Psalms 139:6.
Okumanya okulinga okwo kwa kitalo kunnema kwa waggulu sinza kutuukako. Onyolo musanvu. Nagenda wa okuveri omwoyo gwo. Oba naddukira wa amaaso go. Olunyolo munana. Bwe nalinnya mu ggulu nga gy'oli. Bwe nayala obuliri bwange mu magombe laba nga gy'oli. Olunyolo omwenda. Bwe natoola ebiwawaatira ebyenkya ne ntula mu bifo ebyennyanja ebiri ewala ennyo. Olunyolo ekkumi. Ne wakubadde yo mukono gwo guna nungamia.
Oulide.
Have you heard?
Zaburi chikumi ya satu mwenda.
Psalm 139.
Okuvuru omoka.
From verse 6.
Ndi okumanyo okulingo.
That such knowledge.
Kwa wakuru kunema.
Is so high.
Omanyo kumanyo kwa kabaka kwa katonda chiga.
You don't know the kingdom of God is the word which is so high.
Chota inja kumana kenga.
What you cannot just accept.
If
they get down, rejoice.
In
the time I think of the journey.
I knew it would
be
sad. I wouldn't
have known, no matter how many years I would have lived on the world.
Master,
I would have lived 130 years.
If
God reveal you, you cannot know it. Knowledge God speaks of and it fails us. As we seek the kingdom of God in righteousness. What tells us is far from us. But if it awakens, it's where you're
went.
By the Spirit of God, you feel joy.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. He says such knowledge fails me.
It's
so high.
Reaches
verse 7, it says, where shall we run from your spirit? And from your eyes. Nowhere you will run and it's not there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And so
I fly go to hell.
There he appears
there as a spirit of power to punish.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you say, let me go to heaven, the witness, the first one there.
The
Bible speaks of him in 1 John chapter 5 and the verse 7 verse 8 in the King James that there are three witnesses to heaven, the word and the spirit. In the heavens is there.
He said, when I go under
the earth, still he is there.
He's
the witness on the world.
Still,
there are three witnesses on the world. The spirit, the water and the blood. Everywhere is there.
He does
amazing, wonderful works.
He's
the one who grows food.
He
moves the streams.
He makes
the oxygen we
breathe.
He grows bones in the mother's womb.
He
covers with flesh and bones.
That
works in our midst. And you will see him in the fullness.
He's
in charge of the foundation of everything. Even putting orders of things. Putting their seasons and times. Putting in strength. Putting in knowledge. And the fear of God on the world. Even in heaven. Every place is there. Those who seek for the kingdom of God. We shall preach of the Holy Spirit and His works. The one we shall reveal to people. That this is the kingdom of God in our midst. Where shall we run to live him?
Where
is there and he appears in every place? Those are the eyes of God. That's why he says in verse 7. Where shall we run from your eyes?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Himself the Holy Spirit. His fullness. They are the eyes of God.
There's
nowhere you can run
from him.
This is under the ground.
You
put there a banana leaf, a potato leaf. You get their body, and it's white, yellow, but from the ground.
Did
you go there mold from the soil? When we preach this time, this is the real gospel.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
boost much of the journey of heaven. And I praise much
to
manifest it through nation calls to prepare
the
earth. And we are given what we are to use to prepare them.
You
know, tell you prepare a bride.
And
they don't give you the gown. They don't give you the ointment working on them. What is to decorate them. And they don't give you water for them.
Fumbira.
To cook for them. And tell you prepare the brides.
You
fail on a problem. To prepare them.
I don't know
if you need to look out for funny clothing. If all is given you, and he showed you how you can prepare them, and he said, we leave you the bride, prepare them. Do you know how you can prepare them? We too, we are like that. Though we've been called for a long time back,
remember
us before we did reveal ourselves how to do it, and we failed. Right now, we are not to fail
in the
name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we praise Jesus much.
Some of you
now, in all, the one we seek for the kingdom of God, we seek for the Holy Spirit and His works.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's how He showed us His fullness we are to seek. We seek for the Spirit of wisdom and His works. That doesn't miss in this world. You can see the Spirit of wisdom under the sun. You look at yourself.
Besides
the wisdom which ordered you like that. It separated the neck, even the chest. Why didn't your lips grow on the side of the cheeks? Why are your eyes not on your forehead? But you are in order. What is there? You can see the spirit of and of understanding and of the counsel of God. Things under the sun grow in times and
seasons.
Make just for them that now ripen. Those who studied as you separated the spirit of God and the works of righteousness, the spirit of Satan, the works of unrighteousness, we reached a point we started the kingdom of God, and we are seeing it in its fullness. We entered the spirit of fear of God, and how He shows the kingdom of God. Bring him to separating the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heavens. Separated from the gospel of the devil, of the things of the
world.
Every side we shall appear there.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. But the truth is, the kingdom of God we seek for, it is the Holy Spirit. And it differs from the word called the kingdom of heaven.
In
the kingdom of heaven we are to see it as territories.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, if you seek for Him, you can seek Him like this. You seek Him for His fullness. The Bible shows in the Acts 2, verse 3 and 4, He tells us this. Acts chapter 2, verse
3. Bonna ne bajula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Acts
chapter 2, 3 and 4. He says, and they appeared upon them like tongues of fire, and they all were filled with the Spirit of God, and they began to speak tongues as the Spirit gave them. Tongues of all nations which are on the world, not as your tongues you speak today, which you don't know of the evil spirits.
Go
speak the Chinese tongue and prove you speak the tongue of God.
Taste
the Spirit.
Not
what we look to that of the tongue. We look of fullness of the Holy Spirit, who appears in the tongues of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus. To begin to seek for and preach others to seek for Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The Holy Spirit appearing in tongues of fire, it makes the fullness.
It's
meant to appear in seven tongues of fire. And they explain that the seven spirits of God, and then you get His fullness. That's Revelations
4:5.
Revelations 4:5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako kumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okuwatuka, n'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe
Praise Jesus, mine. Send revelations for five. Even upon the throne of the kingdom of God.
The
thunders and voicings and the thunders. Even seven lamps of fire shine before his throne. Tongues of fire, seven of them. And it told us they are the seven spirits of God.
But
also in the Acts 2, verse 3 to 4, upon them came tongues of fire and the filled of the Spirit of God. But we did not understand the fullness, whether they are 4 liters or 5 liters.
Were there
20 liters of the spirits?
But
the word being filled, the jerry can is full.
Not come
to Revelations 4:5.
And
if you seven tongues of fire, and explain that the seven spirits of God, you will never know apostles who are filled of what and to what levels.
They
are filled of the Holy Spirit in the fullness, the seven spirits of God.
They
are filled of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, which is in the word.
They are
filled of the spirit of understanding. Upon the word.
The spirit
of the castle of God in the word. No field of power in the word.
And they
feel the spirit of knowledge,
light
of the knowledge of the word of God.
And
they feel the spirit of fear of God,
hating
evil
and
helping many to come from evil.
They
feel the spirit of God
and
they glorify the only Father and Son, and they don't preach of themselves, but they preach Christ Jesus the end. He was crucified. Praise Jesus. Now you can ask what was
this.
This is the thing in the tower. People yearn to be filled. I want to be filled of the Spirit. And another
said,
when I feel the Spirit and I speak tongues, you will find a prostitute speaking tongues. Those who don't know where they get them from. When I want to ask you now, you think prophets, they did get filled with the Spirit. How many times do they speak?
And
the Lord Jesus, speaking John, he
says,
when he gives him the Spirit, he wasn't measured. He was filled.
As
Jesus spoke how many times? The filling of the Spirit is not to speak tongues,
but
given one and another. Not given.
Read 1
Corinthians 14.
What
we call the filling of the Holy Spirit.
And filled
the seven spirits of God. Revelation 4:5 spoken of it. But if people now seek for him,
they
filled of the Spirit in his fullness, and they
are
in him, and he too abides in them, and they see him, and they enter in him, is in them. And they in him. That's why he is spoken. Don't know your temples of the Spirit. Now you entered in him. If you abide in him and you are in him, you've seen the kingdom and you've entered it.
The
kingdom has
no door.
Every place is therefore is everywhere.
The revealed
of the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Now we know all. Revelations 4:5.
It
says he saw seven lamps of fire and they shine before the throne of God. And
it
says
they
are the seven spirits of God. But remember, the seven spirits, they are showing or demonstration was passed through to Prophet Moses. In the book of Exodus, Exodus 25:31-32, in the lampstand, lampstand there in heaven, there are seven. They surround the entire Jerusalem as you see them here.
The
Spirit lightens is working there.
But
they showed
one,
they said, go make its image on the wall. Very many years back, past,
and
not be revealed what is it. We saw the sign of the lamb. Others put on the seven lamps. Others 8, others 9, others 10, others 12. For they got mad.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
give the image of the seven lamps, how it appears. That you can discover how the spirit of God appears in his fullness.
So
don't bow on these demonstration images. When you go bow, oh God, you're going to the lampstand. I have seen you, Lord, Holy Spirit.
Right.
They have told you it's everywhere. And you're going to an image, you bow to it.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus much.
So,
now when he say in the Exodus, he speaks this. Exodus 25 from verse
31. Ekikondo kiriwesebwa, entobo yakyo, n'omukonda gwakyo, n'ebikompe byakyo, n'emitwe gyakyo, n'emumuli byakyo, biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo. Olwasatu mebiri, n'amatabi mukaga galiva mu lubirizi lwakyo. Amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo lumu, n'amatabi asatu ag'ekikondo mu lubirizi lwakyo olwokubiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Omwoyo wa Mukama,
the Spirit of the Lord,
yali mu masekati,
is the one in the midst.
Ye mwoyo mutukufu,
it is Holy Spirit himself.
Nebo bweyagala okumanya obujjuvu bwe,
if you want to know his fullness,
ayina omukono ogwa ddyo n'ogwa kkono,
has the right and the left hand.
Kati ku mukono ogwa ddyo,
now on the right hand,
yavaamu amatabi amalala asatu,
came out three branches.
Then he come kono ogwa kkono,
and on the left hand,
amatabi asatu,
three branches,
alioka akola emyomusango egyani,
make the seven spirits of God,
egya Katonda,
of God.
Era omwoyo omutukuvu gwe twamanyanga omwoyo wa Mukama mu ndagaano enkadde.
Holy Spirit whom we knew as the Spirit of the Lord in the Old Testament.
Ye mwoyo gwora mu masekati bw'oti kikondo ky'ettabaazi.
In the middle of the lampstand.
Wabula ku mukono gwe ogwa ddyo.
But on his right hand.
Ayinako omwoyo wa magezi.
Has the Spirit of wisdom.
Ayinako omwoyo w'okutegeera.
Has the Spirit of understanding.
Ayinako omwoyo w'okuteesa.
Has the Spirit of counsel.
Then bwe tudda ku mukono guli ogwa kkono.
Then on the left hand.
Tuyinako omwoyo wa maanyi.
We have the Spirit of power.
We
have the spirit of knowledge and the fear of God. All that spirit in his fullness begins from the word. As we seek him from there,
we begin
to see works everywhere in heavens and earth.
We
begin to see him, even entering we've entered.
But
the more you know him,
get
his portion to put it in you.
And
they say, you don't know you are a temple of the Spirit of God.
Because
the more you enter the words he tells you, it's the Spirit, it is the life.
If he is
put his portion in you, outside is there and a portion of
his
and they say you've entered the kingdom and you've seen it.
You begin to see
wisdom of God in every place. The understanding of God. The counsel of God. You see his power in every place.
When
you see the knowledge of God.
When
you see the fear of God everywhere.
When
you see the Lord God being glorified. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now as I finish,
the
fullness of the Holy Spirit we seek for as the kingdom of God. These are his name.
Isaiah
11:2. Isaiah 11 verse 2.
No moyo gwa Mukama gulibera ku ye.
Tulina ko moyo wa Mukama.
We have the Spirit of the Lord.
Tumanyi ngo moyo mutukufu mu ndagaano.
Whom we know as the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament.
Yali masekati wa.
The one in the middle.
Isaiah
11 verse 2.
No moyo gwa Mukama gulibera ku ye. Omoyo gwa magezi.
We have the spirit of wisdom.
Spirit
of wisdom, when you'll be seeking the wisdom of God.
Look,
all creations in heavens and earth. The plants and their foundations. I told you here we passed through summary. We give you the details ahead there. God serious on the call of His Excellency
Kabuta
and the call of Uganda. We are meant to resume preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. There you will get the details.
Fullness of the Spirit
will show it to you here, the kingdom of
God.
That you begin to seek for the wisdom of God. When you get the wisdom of God, which is in the world,
you
began to see the kingdom, the Holy Spirit, and His works. We have the spirit of understanding.
You
put things in order, command by command. Though you are moving, organize your movement, even though you are speaking, you try to walk like that, like this, and see where they will move on. You have to move command by command. Like that. You keep changing and you quicken, you see.
You
not to speak a word joining on a word. You begin to take a meaningless sentence. I don't know what you've become now. You see that in the
vision.
He is everywhere. The kingdom of God.
The
Bible says, all is in all. Nowhere you escape him.
Those
who refuse to believe him, you have madness in yourselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
said there's a spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding. Isaiah 11 verses 2.
Omoyo wokutegera, omoyo wokutesa.
We
have the spirit of counsel.
Responsible
of seasons and times. Of everything in heavens and earth.
Size
grown to reach that. You know why you are in that size?
Is
the one who knows why the end lays eggs and hatches in 21 days. Why woman has to get pregnant, spend 9 months.
The one knows
why cassava doesn't take long to grow as the potatoes. He counts for you. He moves the sun and falls in its time and comes out in its time.
Season
on time.
When
he said you are not going to see him,
and
understood him and you don't see him,
going to see
him and you even enter him.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
That was
from the nation Uganda. All the world
is going to
understand, for God is giving you of His word. You like it. They said, now we see.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. You know when they put on your
clothes,
you are in Isaiah
60.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
For you have
been anointed.
And they
begin there.
Again, good
at these words.
The
wounds of the heart.
They
bind the broken hearted. Spirit of power manifests in every place. If you look in the sky and the sun is in the sky, you know, even the planet is in space up there, even other planets, even the stars, even the sun, in the sky, they are carried up there. Power makes the egg of a woman and of the man where there are no bones, and they make bones from the womb of the woman. They are pressing to make a bone in there. Power grows things under the sun.
Plant
a maize seed, grows in southern hearts. That is power. But the spirit of power, you know you are used to it, and they strike you with monkey power like that, and you fall down like dogs. And you think it's the power of God.
The
Bible of the power of the devil is not good. But the good power,
they
touch you
are left.
You don't see shaking like that. It is good power, clean, holy power. Post the size there. Tomorrow we begin from there. I enjoy it.
That's right.
Joy, you can't tell me I don't rejoice.
I don't know with your governor.
Due to your sharing.
Money. You know,
the spirit of laughter you used to be with. Laughters.
And
God's given him anointing of joy, of laughter.
And you laugh
like a mad thing like that.
God
makes people mad like that.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
You've
seen the spirit of power. Isaiah 11, verse
2.
We have the spirit of knowledge. People seek for knowledge.
Technology
even created the word technology. With knowledge.
Take the knowledge.
Technology. Most people say tech.
Those
who make it know what it means. Take the knowledge. They try to look for light of everything. Where does it come from? Where it ends, where it goes. Life and existence, how is it? When they make things, they say we give it expiry date. Its lifespan ends there. But they wonder the life of the spirit where it heads.
Except
when we come to the light of knowledge.
Of
the kingdom of God.
For
it manifests eternal life.
In
the five phases.
Who
started with us, you saw it. Light of life.
They
try to give life to the machines, but they are not fulfilled life. Computers.
Robots
and the others. But it fails.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
We
have the spirit of fear of God,
which
helps us to hate evil,
and
to help men get from evil.
The
spirit who does threatening things on this world, people to fear God.
Some
things amazingly happen as God sees
them.
Accident crushes someone, defeats
them.
And you think God
is asking,
is left another be crushed. That is what they call spirit of fear of God.
But
you don't want to get
God
right. That's the world I put you, I cast it that you fear me. The blood strike people. People fear and they begin to repent. The spirit of fear leads them to happen. They raise it up as if God was there. And you face their Lord, have mercy. Yes, by force.
They were
able
to get
hell and the lake of fire.
They
said,
"You
will know I am the Lord and I beat." But we see that. Then the spirit of the Lord shows us God the Father and the Son. The ones that is no other God. That's what we have to show the world. The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus.
Bible
speaks of the Lord Jesus.
That
he got him, he wasn't measured for him, he was in the pool.
He's
the one who came in the sign of the
doubt,
shining of the Lord Jesus. In the Matthew 3, verse 16 and the 17.
So,
now in the brief, that's the kingdom we seek for. We
seek the
very brief.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we want to get explained his righteousness. The righteousness of the Holy Spirit. We want to look to his works now. His works of righteousness. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You're going to seek for
the
Spirit of God, what
now
the
works
of righteousness. Those are the ones you are to do. Then you'll bear the spirit of fruits. The fruits of the spirit of righteousness. If they say, and his righteousness.
Let's
say, what is the righteousness? That we seek for, what is it?
Get
with us in Micah. And these the acts of his Holy Spirit.
You
know, there are harsh acts which have been in the system of the Holy Ghost. The ghost of Satan. And
he
sits in the place of the Spirit of God.
We
cannot appreciate those actions.
But
the safer
seek
the kingdom of God and the righteousness. If you
see
the kingdom of God and it's the Holy Spirit and his fullness and his works, as we've heard,
he will
research of his perfect works.
And
you begin to do as he leads you.
For
you're going to be led by him in the righteousness.
So,
righteousness, we see for how is it? We
are
to see the acts of the Holy Spirit. Acts of righteousness. We take the entire book of the Acts of the Apostles and the Acts of the Prophets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Can you see
how apostles and the prophets
did
as they are led by the Spirit of God? That's where you know the righteousness. But let's summarize it. Let's read in Micah. Micah 2, verse 6.
Temulagulanga, bweba chwebalagula. Tebali lagulirago. Ebivume tebiri jivuao. Olomu sangu. Chiri ogerwa gwe enyumba ya Yakobo. Nti omoyo gwa mukama gufunze. Bino bye bikolwa bye. Ebigambo byange tebiwomera oyo atambula n'obugolokofu.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Will it be spoken or Jacob?
Nti omoyo gwa mukama gufunze.
That the Spirit of the Lord is limited.
Osobola mugamba onyakoba na bakakadde.
Tell him heal this one of 1 million. Can you limit him? And he said, Papa, pass here like that. So we saw him initially everywhere. He's in heaven
right now.
He didn't forget God's spirit is limited.
And
this is acts. My words. Don't they work for the one moving upright?
Righteousness of the Lord.
For we seek for him. We seek for the kingdom of God. And it's the Holy Spirit and his works. And his righteousness. How does he do things in righteousness? For the acts they have received us.
They
are of the Spirit. Make us laugh like
that.
Make the spirit of joy laughter. We laugh like a mad thing. Are those the acts of the Holy Spirit? And now you jump on your chair like that. You are like a monkey. Mad thing. Are those acts of the Holy Spirit? Are those of righteousness he does like that?
That
is the kingdom of God.
It's the
Holy Spirit. But in their rightfulness,
n'obutuukirivu
naye
alina akagambo kakonye
ebigambo
byange
ebiwoomero
yakwaobutuukirivuayogera mu Yokaana
6:63
ebigambo
byembagambawemwoyo
bwotandika onnoonya ebigambo byobwakabakanga bwebiri
n'obikolaonoonya
obutuukirivuwakatonda olina okubitwala kukkiriza kubanga bw'omala okubikkirizabuli
egambaakkiriza
n'omutima
gweweebwa obutuukirivu
naye akkiriza
ki
Baruumi
10:17
kuva mu
kuwulirakitegeeza
obutuukirivu
kunoonya
mu ngeri
yonaobutuukirivu
bwomwoyoebikolwa byo
ebyobutuukirivuokujjako
ng'owulira ebigambo kubanga
gwemwoyoebigambo
byebyawandika n'obikkiriza n'omutima
oluvannyuma
lw'okukkiriza
n'oweba
obutuukirivu kyova okolerangako ebikolwa ebiki ebikolwa ebyobutuukirivu kubanga agamba okukkiriza okutaliiko
bikolwa
kufu
tujja ddandikira
obutuukirivu bwe tunoonyaoba bwe tugenda okuddamu okubuulira
abantububeera
butya then tulyoke tukwate ku bwakabaka
bwolaba
amatwale
g'eggulu n'ensikujja
birambufu
mukama
akuwa
omukisa webale kujja tugende mu
savisi
eziddamu.